This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
That was the voice of Patriots first-round pick Will Campbell just moments ago here with WEEI Afternoons. We are live at the NFL Draft in Green Bay from Buffalo Wild Wings across the street from Lambeau Field. If you missed the Will Campbell interview, you can go back and listen to it on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download that now. Or you can stick around to 5:30. We will replay it in its entirety. I thought we got some interesting answers out of him, which I said to Ted during the break here. You know, he's done a bunch of media in the last, not even 24 hours, less than 24 hours. There was the press conference, the interview on stage, the Patriots Zoom with local media, like all of these things, the press conference today. And I thought, got some different answers on him. Took it a little different direction a couple times.
We learned some things. He got Vrabel's shirt dirty a little bit.
I thought he was going with a different piece of of clothing.
Right. No, but he, you know what? Clearly, the kid gets it. He's a bright young man. He's an interesting guy, and he feels like he's got natural leadership qualities.
Yep.
I love. And you know what? You want to pair young studs on offense with a young stud quarterback.
Yep.
Right? And so, like, Morgan Moses is going to be great for Drake May, but for the long term, it's better to have a guy like a Will Campbell who's going to play along with Drake May for years to come is the hope, and they grow together. And so, look, everything about Will Campbell, I absolutely love post-draft. You know, I knew he was a good kid before he got drafted, but people who are skeptical or have doubts, I don't know how he's not going to win those people over just by listening to him talk about how he feels about his team, his teammates in the game of football.
Go ahead, Andy. A little ebb and flow here where people doubted him, then there's no football played between now and August. So you're going to fall in love with him because it's only going to be interviews and packages and stories, and then people are going to like him, and then you get to the football season, and then he has to prove, he can block the guy that has long arms and is coming around
the edge. Proof will be in the pudding.
Right. But, the personality can carry him through the summer here, Fitzy.
Oh, 1,010%. I feel like at this point now, he's doing, like, football interview umami. Like, every single thing he says is just hitting all the right notes. Like, I'm excited to watch him play. I want to see him hang out with his teammates. I look forward to the next interview. He's ingratiating himself into this community and this fan base brilliantly in less than 24 hours' time. Like, either he's well coached up or this is innate and organic to him, in which case he's just going to live his own life, be his own man, and I think Pats fans are going to, like, just let their concerns about arm length, guard play, whatever, ebb by the day with this guy.
Yeah, no, I think this is natural. Like, he said it in the earlier press conference with the media. I like to talk to people. Like, Ted, if he was with us last night when we were walking through those crowds, I feel like he would have just stopped. He would have talked to this person, taken a photo. I just think he's, you know, that idea.
Affable guy.
A man of the people. And I know I'm getting ahead of myself here because he hasn't put on a helmet. He hasn't put on practice pads, never mind game pads. But you're right, Ted, that tying together, and I'll go back further, Christian Gonzalez, Drake May, into Will Campbell. It just feels like you're those pillars, like you're putting up those pillars of an organization and of a team, a left tackle, a quarterback, a star cornerback. You know, maybe you can sprinkle in a couple more, or it just the optimism, the hope you talked about. Now it's like
is that hope turning toward expectation. Yeah. Like, it's not just hope. It's not blind faith. I'm seeing some fruits of the labor.
It doesn't it feel, you guys, that there's – it's always nice to kind of have a regime, make decisions in a way that we feel like, oh, I see what they're trying to do here.
Right.
Like, it feels like I understand what they're trying to do here. Like, the free agent class, they're like, you know, we need some veteran players, established players. They might not be studs, but, you know, pros to come in here. They might not be the best players, but you know what? They're solid football players that can will help create a culture. You know, so you bring in 6 to 7 maybe free agent starters, and you mix them with these young players. That's how you build a team, and it's a puzzle, and all these different pieces are important. You know, moving Joe Milton to Dallas was part of putting this puzzle together and forming a team that is cohesive and pulling in the same direction. And I feel like I understand, Fitzy, kind of what Vrabel's trying to do here and why they're making the decisions they're making.
The drafting of Will Campbell, the scouting, the meeting with him, all the homework and due diligence that Wolf and Cowden and Stryker and Vrabel and company did is making more sense and becoming clearer by the day, as is his vision for what kind of football team he wants to have.
And I will add one more aspect to the Will Campbell love fest, I guess. Fitzy, you and I have always talked about the jersey. Yeah, what kind of jersey are you going to buy your kid? There was a little lull there where you're like, I don't know if I want to buy any Patriots jersey for my kid. Well, you add the cornerback. You add the quarterback. They're obvious. I think Will Campbell is one of those rare offensive linemen. If he's sort of on the upside of what we think he can be paired up with this personality, he could be one of those rare offensive lineman jerseys that people like to wear.
Oh, yeah. There were a lot in the heyday, Andy. There weren't, you know, many, you know, Ryan Wendells. There weren't a lot of Stephen Neals, but there were a decent number of Matt Leitz. Like, back in the
Logan
day.
Logan Mankins.
Yep. Oh, you definitely had a lot of Logan Mankins. Like, people that had the personality, the flair, and the results and resume to speak. I wouldn't be surprised if the 66s start flying.
617-779-7937. We see your phone calls lining up, reacting to Will Campbell, reacting to the Patriots draft picks. We'll get to your phone calls next here on WEEI Afternoons. Patriots first round pick Will Campbell with us just about a half hour ago here on WEEI Afternoons. If you missed it, stick around 5:30. We'll be replaying the entirety of that interview with the Patriots first round pick that everybody seems to love right now, but not everybody. Because I look to my call screener, we're going to go back to the phone calls, get the fans involved with the Will Campbell discussion, 617-779-7937. And we have Ray and Revere, and it says on my screen, not happy with the pick. So, Ray, what's wrong with it?
Well, so I think he's a good kid, and I think he's sincere. I just don't think they exercised all their options, guys. Look at what Washington did, where they traded a number 3 for Laremy Tunsil. And they traded chump change to Debo Samuel. We had the same two needs. And I personally would, and by the way, Tunsil's a 5-time Pro Bowler, the last 3 in a row. I personally would rather have Tunsil, Samuel, and then trade out of the 4 and get more picks than take a guy with question marks and Stephon Diggs. And I think that's the difference between a GM-led organization with Washington and then a coach-led organization. We were just as bad as they were 2 years ago, guys, and they are light years ahead of us now. But I don't think they think as creatively. I don't even know if they were in on those deals. Okay, if that's what I would be asking if I were Robert Kraft. Tunsil for number 3, we've got more picks and money than those guys. Were we in on the deal?
All right, thanks for the call, Ray.
I'm curious, though, it's like if he was still on, I would ask Ray, like, okay, those were deals that were done in the off, like in the free agency. Like, you know, they didn't do those deals last night, and he says they wish the Patriots would have traded back. Reports are nobody called the Patriots to trade back, so the Patriots couldn't have traded back, Ray. And those look, I like those moves that Washington made too. I kind of wish the same thing. I don't know, getting Debo Samuel in the offseason, getting Laremy Tunsil, and those were nice, savvy moves that I wish the Patriots maybe would have thought of. But as far as just what they did last night, I don't know. I mean, if you didn't want Will Campbell, who was a better pick at 4 than Will Campbell?
Yeah.
That's really the question.
Right. And, you know, we've talked about Tyler Warren. He ended up going 14 to the Colts.
Yep.
You know, we've talked about Ashton Jeanty if you're just going Fitzy with the auto draft from Yahoo, best player available, mm-hmm. but then you're drafting
and,
a running back.
And who went number five? Mason Graham, right?
Yes.
And we already have a defensive tackle.
Right, you don't need a defensive tackle. And then in regards to, you've talked a lot about this, that in some ways the Patriots are following the Washington blueprint, but like a year behind.
Correct.
And I think there's, I know people don't want to hear this, but I think there's some truth to that. And I think the truth of that means you're a year behind going after guys like Laremy Tunsil and Deebo Samuel, because you want the young draft picks that are the foundations of, oh my God, we went from 4 wins to 10 wins. Now the next offseason might be when you go and get those veteran pieces that put you over the top. The Commanders went to the NFC title game. They're probably thinking, we get a left tackle like that, we do a couple moves, yeah. we can go to a Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl. You're a little bit behind that curve in that process. So I actually don't hate that they didn't go after guys like Tunsil or Deebo if they draft well, Fitzy. If they use these picks today and tomorrow to get guys that actually step on the field, contribute, start games, rotate, then isn't that going to make you feel better at this point next year when they're kind of fine-tuning the roster more than rebuilding it?
I actually like the caller Ray's point, though. This is not something I feel like we have discussed very much. As much input as a Cowden and a Wolf or a Stryker or anybody else may have, he said this is the difference between a coach-run organization, and there's no doubt, no denying, that Vrabel is the face of and the final voice of this organization, whereas Adam Peters strikes me as somebody who was running autonomously from Dan Quinn and everybody else. And that's those are probably more clean evaluations. Like, here, I will look into the groceries. I'll look into the ingredients. I will shop and procure for you. I'll Instacart them. I'll go pick it up myself. You, Dan Quinn, you and your coordinators do that work. And as to the idea of the Patriots getting interest from other teams for that fourth pick, we actually have some audio, if Stanley can cue it up, of him addressing that very subject matter.
No, you know, we I think at this point in time it was pretty quiet. You know, I think we would have entertained anything that anybody offered us, but it was pretty quiet. I mean, I think everybody was going up for two players, and one was already there and they didn't have to move, and the other team that wanted to get to two got there. So, you know, we would have been open, but excited to be able to get, you know, stay there and pick and get Will.
So to all the people that don't like this pick, I guess I just, did you want the Patriots to do? If nobody wanted to dance with you and trade, and you had, if it wasn't Will Campbell, you know, are there going to be people that you know, they should have been Ashton Jeanty? It should have been Tyler Warren. It's like, okay, I guess, but it's hard to make compelling arguments for those players when you consider how much they needed a left tackle and the importance of those positions on this team at this current time.
And I don't want to read too much into, because I don't know exactly what Vrabel means there when he says we would have entertained those offers. I hope he means we would have entertained those offers in a way that we could have traded down a couple spots and still taken Will Campbell. Because I think wanted Will Campbell.
Right.
I liked the conviction of the idea that we've wanted him for months.
Can I ask one question real quick? I just want to throw this question out here. It just hit me like a bolt of lightning, because I found the
thunder,
the trade between Cleveland and Jacksonville fascinating. So it's like, does this make sense? If the Patriots lost Week 18 against mm-hmm. Buffalo,
yeah,
they could have had a first rounder, a second rounder, and a fourth rounder
mm-hmm. yep.
given to them.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, yeah.
So you get what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Like, just. Imagine just losing that game, the options you would have had, Fitzy. Like, I mean, look what Cleveland got for just a team that won. It was three slots behind them. I mean, the Patriots could have cleaned up by losing that game. And I think people would have felt so much more differently about this draft than they do right now.
And that's why they fired Gerard Mayo and traded Joe Milton, the two guys that cost them that opportunity in that draft pick. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls reacting to the Will Campbell pick. But up next, we're going to touch on some of the other stories from last night in the NFL draft, the trades, the picks. Jackson Dart, is he the savior for Brian Daboll, or is it the last move that Brian Daboll and company will make in New York? And we'll also look at tonight's draft, where the Patriots pick 38th. And then two more picks in the third round. Who do you want them to go after? Fitzy, Hart, and Johnson all have ideas for the Patriots. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.